Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time now for a segment we call What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. I'll be one of those, but go ahead, call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Greg, you got anything that's bugging you?
I've used it before, but it happened again, and it just ticks me off. And that's the I know I'm repeating myself here. The people that use the pickup parking spots at Sam's just to park. No, it's for the people who are picking up their groceries, who are bringing them out and taking. It's like you got 19 spots there. But you feel privileged that, well, I don't want to have to park farther away or find one that might be a little less convenient and actually walk to the front door. I'm going to take up a spot where a customer is trying to look for a place to pull in to get their stinking groceries. I just hate that privileged or whatever mentality.
Yeah, I was going to say what's at the heart of it is I don't care what the sign says, I'm parking here.
Exactly.
Or do you think it's, well, yeah, I mean, I'm going in and I'm going to pick up something and buy it.
That's not what it's for.
I know. You think they understand that? Or
they're
totally
numbered, they're labeled. They know what they're for.
It's pretty obvious.
Yes. Again, you'll see multiple people do that at a given time. They've actually had to add more, and no doubt that's part of the reason why is people are using them up. It's irritating, though.
Yeah. No,
like,
it is.
Why do you think you are above the rest of us peons who actually go out to find a regular parking spot?
Well, it's like, you know, when people park, like, right on top of the line.
Oh, and then you can't even get in the next spot?
Well, because parking spots are already, I think they've changed them from probably, you know, 30 years ago and made them narrower.
Yeah, they are.
Because that way they can go, you could get more spots in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if you're in a wide open parking lot, there's nobody there, I don't give a flip how you park. You
take
can park
seven of them,
long
Monica.
Ways,
right.
Sideways,
yep.
Backwards. But when you know it's a busy, congested parking lot, can you take just a little bit extra care to make sure that you're, you know, within the lines? Now, my defense sometimes is if the guy next to you, he did it, and you don't have a lot of choice, you're like, I want to try to stay within the lines, but I don't want my door smashed in either.
Yeah. I try to go find a different spot when I find myself in that situation. And if I pull in and I look and I'm like, wow, Cassidy, you did a really bad job of parking, I'll get back in and scoot it over. Because again, it's an inconvenience for yourself, but you don't want your door getting dinged. And again, you're forcing a whole line now of people to go down the line and all be parked wrong. It's really, you know, it's not that difficult, you know?
It's not.
It's really not.
Occasionally, I don't know why, but sometimes, it doesn't seem like, I go, wait a second. There's no way I could be that crooked, and I don't know what you...
I don't know what I...
Is it other vehicles you're using as a guidepost or what?
I've done that.
And you're like, let me kind of fix that. Let me kind of have a redo there.
Yeah.
Pretty rare, but yes, if it looks tight to me, yeah. I almost always forego it and say, you know, I'll find something.
Well, you know, parking lots in general, and it's not Rural King's fault in the sense that they bought the building. That used to be the original Sam's, the one in Gainesville.
Never a Kmart? No, Sam's?
It was Sam's. It was Sam's Club.
Okay.
And so the problem with that parking lot, and again, it's whoever let them do it in the city, you know, they kind of oversee all this stuff. The parking spots are small. They are so tiny, it feels like. And there's no space between them. You know how some parking lots will have a double line between each space just to kind of buffer you a little bit? There's none of that. Well, what's bad is now it's a Rural King. Well, 90% of the people that go to Rural King are in a huge pickup truck or an SUV or whatever. Yeah. There is no way any of those vehicles will fit just in one parking spot. It's either hanging out over the sidewalk, or it's hanging out in the driving lane, or it's taking up more than one. And a lot of guys will do exactly what you talked about. They'll go farther out, and they'll take up more than one because they almost have to. And if you've got a trailer or something, obviously you have to as well. But the irony of what that parking lot became and how small the slots are, it's like they never even thought about that, I guess. It should have been redone when they took over the building.
Well,
really.
Back at the time when they originally probably platted that out, so to speak, that's when the really hardcore lefty weirdos began to take over.
Yeah.
And I think what they were thinking is, you know, if you have a regular, like, full-size automobile with a big gas-guzzling engine on it, you are going to have difficulty putting it in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're smart like the rest of us, or like the communist Chinese, your bicycle will fit very, very easily within that confined spot.
You do have to wonder how these get planned. And probably the worst one is the one, again, this is Gainesville, because it seems to be worse in Gainesville than Ocala for whatever reason.
Oh, for all the reasons you think and know.
Yeah, the one there on the corner of University and 62nd near the mall, but it's where Burger King is at, right there on that corner.
Yes.
They've added businesses over the years, which means they've added parking to that piece of property over the years. And the parking lots don't match up within that one plot of land.
Mm.
So, like, if you are, say, going east in that parking lot behind Burger King towards...
There's a betting place, yeah.
You are directly nose-to-nose with the people coming west on that parking lot.
Like a collision course.
Yes, they don't line up. And so people just drive like willy-nilly all through that thing because the lines are it's just a terrible, terrible when they made additions, they just did a really bad job of it. Nothing lines up.
Oh, you know what's tough?
What's that?
Go in that parking lot and then when you go to leave,
yes.
Try to make a left out of there.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
They should, but it's so funny. Like so many
like
things
out of six, on the 62nd.
Yes,
yeah, forget
so
it.
Many things they don't allow you to do. Now I see like medians. Medians, I would scoff at medians because I'm in my truck. I would scoff at them. Now they're making them like three stories tall. Like yeah, we've seen
well, you.
You
know, it's all about Bob. They're like, oh, we'll show Bob.
God, I'm trying to think where I was the other day with a speed bump, and I go, what's with the speed bumps that basically like would take your fillings out even when you've slowed way down for them?
Yeah.
Like, really? Is that really necessary? Even if you roll super slow over them, it's still like, ba-bam, ba-bam. Yeah.
You should have seen that, folks, just the illustration that I just saw in the studio.
You know whoever put that in there specifically never, ever has to traverse that particular area. I guarantee it.
No.
Guarantee it. All right. Coming up, Bill Maher. You know, every once in a while, kooky Bill Maher, he's like a blind squirrel. He gets a nut.
Wow.
Every once in a while. Yep, I'll share his tiny little pearl of wisdom with you coming up next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Oh, and maybe I'll give you a code word, too. Hang in there.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.